The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and Dave Ansell. Dave, got a question for you here from David Burke. He says he's listening in Galway in Ireland and he'd like to know what causes ice ages and would it happen again? And if so, when, roughly?
There's various things which are called ice ages. I mean, strictly speaking, we're actually in an ice age now because for the last few tens of millions of years, the South Pole has been frozen, North and South Poles have been frozen, and there's been other periods in the Earth's history where they haven't been frozen at all. So over a long period, we are in an ice age at the moment. People aren't quite sure why that's happening. It's been suggested it might be something to do with the Himalayas growing and that altering the climate patterns in the world. But I'm not entirely sure of the reason for that. On a shorter scale, there's various other things which will affect the climate. One of them is you get cycles of exactly where the Earth's pole is pointing. So sometimes it's almost vertical, at which point the seasons are very weak, and sometimes it's heeled over
more. So this is Earth's tilt, isn't it? So it's about 23.5 degrees at the moment, and it wobbles a bit, doesn't it? The planet sort of wobbles backwards and forwards a little bit on its orbit over I think it's 30,000 years or something like that.
There's various different cycles on different forms of vibrations.
Why should that make an ice age?
If you suddenly have stronger seasons, that will affect all of the way the water and air flows around the world, and that can only very subtle changes like that can affect the temperature of the whole world, and so that could be triggering ice ages.
It's a sort of positive feedback loop too, isn't it? Because I mean, there's this thing called a Milankovitch cycle where, because the Earth doesn't go around the Sun in a perfect circle, it's an ellipse. Over time, you get more of an ellipse than other times, and this means that more energy reaches the Earth sometimes from the Sun than other times, and this means the planet goes into phases of cooling or warming. And once you're into a bit of cooling, it makes it easier for ice to form, and once you've got ice forming, you can have more ice, and more ice reflects more light back, because it's very white, back into space, so the Earth cools a bit more, and it goes into sort of positive feedback loop, making the Earth very, very cold, and then something breaks that cycle, and we warm up again.
Yeah, that's right. And it's also why we should be so worried about human-made climate change, because if we make a small effect, you never know, there might be a load of other positive feedback. You might find that there's less snow on the ground, so the world heats up even more than it would do just from the carbon dioxide.
Yeah, so it's not just as simple as just carbon dioxide in the air.
Yeah, basically it's all horribly complicated.